See, you could digitally splice that tease together and make it sound like the football team won the Big 12 championship.
Well, no, I just,
that's,
you know,
right.
By beating Oklahoma State.
The that's football right. team. The,
yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was my point.
Would be that
I got it, Chase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I was on to you, buddy.
By the way, I think I said 8:34 in my news log.
Is that what your clock says?
That was pretty close.
And you know, it's 8:34 somewhere in the Atlantic right now.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, I can understand if you hadn't set your clock, it'd be 7:34.
Right.
Yeah. That's what my clock says right now.
That's probably Nova Scotia time.
Probably. That's a good point.
So, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be cold in Nova Scotia.
Let's see what the weather's like in Nova Scotia.
You give me just
right
a moment,
now.
I'll find out.
Okay, we'll see.
What is the deal with my atomic clock?
What does that mean?
Well, I thought these were supposed to be fancy
clocks. What's the
clocks.
Deal?
I mean, it hadn't even changed the time yet.
Well, if you'll
I got to bring it into your window, is what I need to do.
You'll go out to the atrium and just drop it.
Go stand on the roof.
Yeah,
just hold it up in the air.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Kind of fun.
But what? I mean, you know, the satellite can't find its way through the hallway and into my door.
No, it can't. All that metal. Yeah.
Okay. Well. And, all right.
We got about 10 hours of sunlight today. Did you notice that? What, the sun went down about 5:30 yesterday?
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you're sitting there watching television, going, "My God, it's only 8 o'clock." You're kidding me.
I know. I mean, I'm sitting. Yeah, 8:30. I'm sitting. I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
Come on, clock.
Yeah. I looked at the boy last night and I said, "Man, I know it's only 6:45, son, but getting close."
That's right. Yeah.
But Dad.
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't know that yet. No. So he doesn't want to go. It's just no.
So. Gonna do it. So, did we find out what the temperatures?
Yeah, Halifax? I've got varying. I'd need to know a specific city.
Halifax.
Oh, Halifax. Yeah. Apparently, it's 37 in Halifax right now. Yeah. So,
okay, it's cooler than it is here.
High today is going to be 54.
Oh, well, you know, in some ways that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. We're going to get cool again later this week.
Well, and Gary said, you know, not only storms but some could pack a punch. I'm thinking, buddy, punches. Let's go. Let's dance.
It's going to rain.
And again, we love the job that Gary does, but he says, you know, when the best chance of showers is basically someplace other than you are, then we don't really care that much. Unless it's downriver and we're gonna, you know, get some of that action. They're moving water in College Station, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. Put a bunch of water in there.
Weather event. I was in an earthquake this weekend. Didn't even know it.
Well, see?
Yeah.
Now, see, that's what's a shame.
Yeah, I know. I slept right through it.
You were in an event like that, and you didn't even know.
Well, evidently, there was a bigger one Saturday night after we'd already left. We were, you know, by the time it hit on Saturday night, we were already in Ardmore. So, you know, we didn't shake it all. But evidently, there was one early Saturday morning at 2 a.m. that I was supposed to have felt, but I didn't. You know, I slept right through it.
It was a really comfy bed.
Well, we were in Paul's Valley at a nice hotel area there.
And, you should call them and let them know that. They could add that to their marketing.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
so comfortable, you'll sleep through an earthquake.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Put that on their marquee. I don't know if it's too much trouble. We might post this later on this morning. It's just a matter of whether or not Chase wants to do it. But apparently some radar out of Lubbock was able to track birds and insects that took wing after the earthquake.
They said, we're out of here.
Yes.
No
apparently
kidding.
Trackable on radar.
Huh.
And you're able to, they're going, what? We're gone. So,
where were these birds flying?
Well, they were around whatever.
Anywhere but where they were.
Yeah, the epicenter of
oh, yeah, because that was like 40 miles east of Oklahoma City is where that happened.
I'll take your word for that. But it's just, and, you know, in some places they call it urban renewal. You know, Just saying, if you're driving the roads, you know, and you're not on the interstate,
right.
All you have to do is close your eyes, and you can tell by the way your car suddenly gets thrown toward the ditch that you're in Oklahoma because the roads aren't as good there as they are here.
You're right about that.
Oh, let's see. Well, the Hermster and Nudie Poo got together in the Woodlands on...
Pretty much just had them a little love fest.
Well, they did. I mean, to call it a debate is really not right because...
They compared it to Lincoln Douglas.
That's wrong.
I'm reading about Lincoln right now, and they got nastier than that, I promise you. Yeah.
What I found interesting, of course, the sound was horrible.
Uh-huh.
And it was on C-SPAN, so it didn't matter. But Newt's microphone didn't work.
Oh, no.
Okay, like each of them had lapel mics, and Herman's was working fine.
Oh.
And
so did Herman take off his out of fairness or something?
No, he didn't do that, but they gave Newt a handheld, okay, so he used that. And then I figured while Herman was answering a question, they'd shuttle in a new microphone for Newt, but apparently they didn't bring any extras. So the entire time.
Well, there's an engineer who's got a see me note in his box, you know.
Oh, no, look, it's C-SPAN.
But can't you bring an extra mic?
It's probably the resort where they were, you would think, you know, some resort in the Woodlands would have
backup equipment. Well, there's the Woodlands, resort and convention center. But somebody forgot to get the AA batteries, and so, you know, before you know it. But,
crying out loud, they're not doing this thing at the California.
No. Now, and of course, the story, nothing that they said seemed to make any difference. You know, there wasn't, even though there was some good stuff said in there, that didn't make any difference. It was Herman Cain afterwards.
Yeah, he got a little testy again, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he said, don't even go there.
Yeah.
And he said, we're getting back on message, and pretty much stood and walked out of the room. So, I mean, only time will tell. But pundit after pundit has a really interesting observation, and that is it doesn't matter who rises and falls within the Republican ranks right now, the wannabes, Mitt Romney doesn't change. What does that say? I mean, if all these people start leaving Rick Perry, shouldn't his numbers bump up a little bit? Or people realize John Huntsman doesn't have a chance, shouldn't his numbers come up a little bit? Or they leave Herman Cain and Romney's numbers don't go up any? I mean, he's got who he's got, I suppose. I'm still saying he needs to muss up his hair. You know, he needs
he just needs
to do something to show he's a regular guy.
Yeah.
He needs to be eating something and spill it on his shirt.
He should go windsailing off Nantucket.
Yeah, of course. That's it.
Right.
Yeah,
that shows he's just like me.
Yeah, put on a funny hat and drive a tank. I mean, that worked for a guy from Massachusetts. Oh, maybe it didn't. But nonetheless. And, well, once again, here's one of these weeks where the Senate's working. They're slaving. House is out. They're out of town. So that means that the schedule shows that Congress isn't really going to make much headway this week. Now, it's interesting because I'm reading Jamie Dupree this morning, and he says the Senate may approve 3 minibus bills as opposed to omnibus, but can't they do that with the House in session? I mean, is it like they have to secretively pass something in case the House finds out about it?
And they come storming down the corridor.
Shh, don't tell them, don't tell them. Anyway, we're supposed to run out of money again on November the 18th, so I know we're all concerned about that.
Well,
yesterday on the Sunday shows, they're going, oh, if the super committee doesn't come up with something, it's going to be horrible for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yawn. I mean, once again, how many more of these terrible for the country's things can you tell us that we're actually going to believe it or not?
Don't we have somebody predicting the end of the world before we run out of money?
Well, we can probably find somebody.
We can, you know, or some kryptonite's going to hit us or something. I don't know.
Well, but the thing is, I feel fine.
Yeah.
Just in case, today, because I know it's Monday, had a big weekend, lots of stuff you can talk about, go ahead and let everybody know that our current accumulated debt is $14.97 trillion, because I know everybody would like to know that today.
14.9?
No, 14.97.
Oh, so we're getting near $15 trillion.
Yeah, we are. Then that'll be a nice round number. And Ron Paul yesterday is on the Chris Wallace Show. And Chris is asking him if he's going to maybe make a run for a third party for the White House if he doesn't get the nomination for the Republicans.
You mean when he doesn't get the nomination?
Yeah, I guess that'd be it.
If he doesn't.
Yeah. He said, well, that doesn't make any sense to me to even think about, let alone plan on it.
Well.
Which is good.
You better start.
But then Chris Wallace pushes him, and Ron Paul says, I'm not going to because I don't want to. How about I don't want to?
Really?
When's the last time you heard that? Yeah. I don't want to do that. No.
That's right.
You know what? I'm old. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'll run again when I'm 94.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Get off my lawn.
I kind of like that answer. That was pretty good. Anyway, they didn't ask him who's going to be voted off American Idol this week, but aside from that. I don't know. All right, 6:45. Uh-huh.